basically asks our question that we had yesterday. Rabbi Chanan also asked in the Kovet Shiurim.
The question, right? You were the
question. Yes. The rush at the end. Because he has an explanation why he didn't wake it's in Hezek, so like in Rav Saadi, people wouldn't be Michael. So we don't assume there was real Mechila. But then he says, but what if the Maisa there are Adim that he was Michael? So then he says, the Mechila helps. Right? That's what he says. The Mechila would help if there was Adim. Oh. Then he says, the AFLP. This is the line. The AFLP that you say, Kra Tusi, so which is your Michael, the Mimazik. So the person's Potter, but you can be Chayzer. And then once you're Chayzer, then you be Chayiv. Over here, you can't be Chayzer. Right? That's the Rosh's Kiddush. So the Mechila helps. Kahashin was, why should it be different than Krak Susi? In other words, Krak Susi is a form of Mazik. And if I give you permission to be Mazik me, so if I take it back, you're Chayiv. So his Kasha is, Hezek Ria is also a form of Mazik, right? That's the Chara the Kasha. They're both the same. They're both Mazik. I'm giving you permission to be Mazik me. So why should it be that by crack, Susi, if I give you permission to be mazik me, I can take it back, and then you're chayiv. And by hezek ria, if I give you permission to be mazik me, I can't take it back.
Do we understand crack, Susi?
Yeah, yes. Why not?
I'm saying that svara makes sense more than the other one. We're just saying, what's the difference? I'm saying, but when we understand, when we don't.
Right, Mineu Bay crack, Susi makes a lot of sense. Kozman, that I give you permission to be mazik me, you're allowed to be mazik me. But once you stop giving me permission, then you can't be mazik me. It's like I give you permission to use my house. So you can use it. What if I say, listen, I changed my mind. You can't use my house anymore. Then you can't use it. So giving permission is only good. I'm not being magnet to you, my house. I'm giving you permission to use my house.
So what if I paid for it?
What?
What if I paid for it?
I don't know. You paid, then you made the kinyan, but I don't know if you then you rented it. But if I didn't pay, you just said I'm giving you permission to be mazik me. So it's like it's I'm giving you permission to take my thing, to use my property. So then I can take it. I can say I stopped giving you permission.
Right, I understand. But Krak Susi, Rebbe, Krak Susi is mashma, even if the person paid, it could be chayzer.
I don't know because you're nothing to be kind of there. You're not buying anything. By a house, you're renting the house. There's nothing to rent. You're not renting something. It's I'm giving you permission to mazik me. You can't rent. There's no buy this. So therefore,
What's the mechanism that makes it that just because you give permission that the guy's not hired?
That's because you're allowed to do it. You're allowed to do it.
It's based on the iter. The chi of mammon is based on the fact that being mazik is usser?
I don't know, but it could be. It could be. In other words, once I give you permission, so you're allowed to do it. So there's no chi of, I don't know. Okay, I don't know the answer. I don't know the answer, but it could be. But anyway, but that's what it seems that when you say crack, Susi, so you're allowed, I'm giving you permission to be mazik me. You're allowed to do it. Just like I give you permission to use my object. You're allowed to use my object. I give you permission, you're allowed to do it. But that's only, it's a cause man, I give you permission. The moment I stop giving you permission, then I stop giving you permission. Then I stop giving you permission. Then you can't do it anymore. So he cracks Susi. I can take back, I can stop giving you permission. So the Rosh's kasha was on himself that Hezek Ria is the same like Hezek of Kraksusi, and I should be able to take back the permission. Says the Rosh.
Rabbi, one more question. Rabbi, how come by Chatzis Yesh, but then Chalukah, I could always go and make the Chalukah?
What?
How come by Chatzis Yesh, but then Chalukah? Right, even if it's many years later, I could always say I want to make the chalukah. I know I didn't make the chalukah.
Why not?
Because the Gemara Gufa says maybe yesh b'din but then chalukah. The Gemara says that yesh b'din chalukah. He could always we need ratzu. We don't need. The Gemara says what do we need ratzu for if it's a chaz yesh b'din chalukah? The Gemara should have just answered. Right, I think Marcin answered. What do you mean? He gave him a chazak. He's meichel him.
You have a right. Whenever your partners. Whenever you want, you can dissolve the partnership.
I don't have a chazaka. Let's use many years. I don't have a chazaka that we don't make a chalukah. I want to use the whole field.
Partners, you're allowed to dissolve the partnership. I never was magnet to you that I'm going to remain a partner forever. I don't know. We never discussed such a case. And I made a partnership with you. I didn't say it's going to stay forever. I mean, I don't know if you could, but that's not the case anyway. Chazaka means we're just a partner.
Rebbe, can we discuss possible solutions to this problem?
Wait, so let's get to there. So the Rosh asked the Kasha himself. The Rosh asked the Kasha, so why can't you be chayzer from the Mechina? So the Rosh answers the last line in the Rosh. Shiny ocha the tfiyas mamin yesh beinea. Shinizchayev koecho the kaveiro v'sayo b'gbinyan kaiso. And the tfiyas mamin you can be maicho. So ask Rav Shmuel Rozovsky, and this is a question we asked yesterday, that we thought that Hezek Ria means it's usher to be mazik, your friend with Ria. It's a Hezek. Just like it's usher to be crack Susi, it's an isser to be mazik. You're not allowed to rip your friend's garment. There's an isser to be mazik, your friend with Ria. That's what we assumed. That's the pashtus. It might even be true, but it's definitely the pashtus. It's Hezek. Hezek, Ria, Shmo, Hezek. If it's Shmo, Hezek, then there's an Aveira to do it. So granted, your Meichel, the Mammon is, but the Isser still remains. So the Isser still remains, so then you're not allowed to look at the person because you're over Hezek, Ria. Mimeda, you have to build the wall to avoid the Isser. So what does it help me that you are Michael the mummonistic achiyu? Okay, so ain't achinami. There's no more mummonistic achiyu. But practically speaking, you have to build a wall because that's the only way to stop yourself from being over the iser.
Good. So you're going to build a wall.
You know, there's an avera. You're not allowed to mazik someone. That's an avera.
That's what Rosh is saying. You're going to build a wall, but you're going to have to pay for it. Everything.
No. So they. But
if you're Michael his. There's a separation between the mummonists and the head.
So why can't you say, listen, he's not building the wall. Let's say he's not.
That's the Russia's Kiddush. Is once you have an agreement on the wall, it becomes a mummonistic thing.
No, but I don't understand. But why can't I say to the guy who was Meichel, I say, listen, okay, the mummonist Kiev is off. But the
why is Rabbi saying it that way? What do you mean? I thought the question was it was off yesterday. But today it's Chayzer Veneer. Rebbe's saying
right. But
no, Rebbe not me, but so let him build the wall.
Rebbe said it very differently a second ago. Rebbe said, the mummonist is off, but now you have Isser. No, the whole question is that Isser creates its Nevea from
this. That's also true, because Mistama, the way we understood it, the Pashup shot that we understand, Hezek Rieshmo Hezek. So very nice Hezek Rieshmo Hezek, but we're. The Rosh says that there's a Chia Mamanis. Where does that Chia Mamanis come from? So the Chayra Pshad is that the Isser and Hezek causes that there's a Chia Mamanis. So once it's now that there's still an Isser Hezek, because you can't, once a person's Chayzer, there's a, the Isser Hezek comes back. So the Chia Mamanis comes back. So it's really two questions. Right. I would say there's two ways of asking the question. One way asking the question is that the Chia Mamanis should come back. And the second way of asking the question is, even if you say that the Chia Mamanis doesn't come back, right, that's probably not so hard to hear. but then maybe make a hear such a thing, but there should still be an iser of the anadi mazik, and therefore you have to build the wall to stop yourself from being mazik.
That's what you say. The chi of mominus is back. That's what you say.
No. There's certain things you have to do. The Rosh of Mechayev is a mominus chiyuv. The building a wall to avoid an avera is not a mominus.
Well, how is that a chiddush? If the Mishnah says for $100 wall, you each have to pay $50, how do you explain that without calling that mominus?
I didn't say it. Where did that chiyuv mominus come from?
It comes because it comes from the Mishnah. The mission says, shell out $50. What's this? Is there another way to say it, that there's no chi of mominus?
Yes, because the simple way before the rush, the simple pashtus is, the pashtus in the sugya before the rush is, there's a din of hezek, riyashma, hezek. Hezek, riyashma, hezek is a din in hilchis isurim. It's an there's an avera. You're not allowed to be mazik someone. And if you do it, you don't have to pay for it. Not every hezek that you do, you have to pay for it. You're not allowed to be mazik someone through grama, but if you do, you don't have to pay. You're not allowed to be mazik someone through hezek riyah, because hezek riyah shmuz hezek. If you do it, there's no tashlumim. Now, since you're not allowed to do it, you have to build a wall. So the key is to build a wall. It's a chiyuv in order to avoid the avera.
Whatever reason why, bottom line, you go to court.
It's not a shibud of mummin.
Is it like stealing less than a shavapruta? Are we saying it's like stealing less than a shavapruta?
No, nothing to do with shavapruta.
It's an avera, but there's no chiyuv mummin. That's what I mean by stealing less than
Shavuot. Oh, hezek riyah. Okay, yes. Now, when you do hezek riyah, it's an aveira to do, but you don't have to pay for it. Therefore, you have to go, you're obligated to avoid aveiras. So you have to build a wall, but it's not that the other person owns a mominus chiyav in you. So it's not shayach mechila. There's nothing to be meicho, because there's no mominus here. It's just that you have a thing. You're not allowed to do averis, so you have to build a wall. It's not that the other person owns something. Mechila only helps if you own something. You owe me money. The Parshat Shat before the rush is you don't owe me money. You have a mitzvah that you're not allowed to do an avera, and you have a chiyuv to build a wall to stop yourself from doing an avera.
He's the only one who can force you. He is the only Ben Adam that could force you.
Okay, but I really can't force it. It's yourself. If you decide you don't
want... It's not a Ben Adam Lamakam only, obviously. It's not only Ben Adam Lamakam, because he can force you.
Yeah, but it's a Ben Adam Lamakam, because it's that you're building the wall to stop yourself from being over the avera. But it's not that I owe you money. So there's no din mechila. But the Raj is Mechadesh, that there's a chi of mominus. Okay, so that's a chiddush, a very big chiddush in the Raj. It could be, as I think Rabbi Meltzer said, that might be a din derabana, because it doesn't automatically come from the fact that Hezek Riyashma Hezek. Just because Hezek Riyashma Hezek, that there's an Isser to be Mazek, doesn't mean there's going to be a chi of mominus. So, okay, so you have to say that there's you have to say that there's somehow or another get a chi of mominus. But the question the real question that we have is, so there should be both. There's apparently there's a issur b'mazik, which we know in Kolta, there's always an issur b'mazik. Now, somehow or another, that there comes about a chi of mominus. Says in Rosh, when you do Mechila, you take off the Chiyuv Mamon. So one question is, so the Chiyuv Mamon should come back, okay? Because since the same way it came the first way, first time it should come again. Okay? The answer for that maybe is the Chiyuv Mamon is a Drabanon, and the Drabanon only made it once. I don't know. But the second question, which is a much harder question, is even if the chi of mamon doesn't come back, so forget about the chi of mamon. But there's an incident to be mazik. So practically speaking, you should have to build a wall in order to stop yourself from being over the avera, being mazik.
The Rush does not talk about building the wall. He just says there's no mamon. The whole thing
the
is,
rush is mash,
the other guy for the money.
So the rush is mash, mash, that the mechila helps. And if the guy would come to Bezin and ask Bezin, should I build the wall? Bezin would say, you don't have to. So that's clear. What do you mean you don't have to? You still have,
to build the wall, but the other you can run the other guy to pay for it. That's all.
No, but rush is mash, mash. The guy who was not the one who was Michael, but the other person, the one who was Nimchau. The Rosh is mashma that he would come to Bezin and say, you know what, so-and-so was meichel me. Should I build the wall? Bezin say, no, there's no reason. You don't have to.
You're now in a world of no takana.
There's an iser. You're not allowed to be mazik someone.
Who says and they would say no? Maybe the rush just means you're in a world of no takana.
No,
what would happen if there was no Mishnah? What would happen if you ask, should I do things? I shouldn't do Lashon Hara. I should make Gedarim for that. I shouldn't do this. You're right. Okay. I should do it. But we're in the world where that moment, whatever you call it, is off.
So that would be, that's not the mashmos or the rush. The rush is saying the mechila helps. It's mashma that the mechila helps. And you don't have to build the wall. And especially since we are blessed with a Shulchan Aruch who brings the Rosh Halacha, I believe that's how the Shulchan Aruch brings the Rosh. That if he's Michael, you don't have to build the wall. You know,
Rebbe,
go look it up. But I think that's what it seems to say.
And a guy comes in and he says, you know, I'm looking at my friend's things. He asked Bezdin, Shulchan Aruch, he says, I want to do the right thing. Every day I'm looking, and the guy doesn't work as much because he can't do his things because he was Michael me a year ago, and therefore I would say I'm hurting him, and it's because Hezekiah, they would say no problem, continue.
I believe that is a mashmos. The guy says yes, he was Michael me, and now I have a new entertainment. I'm sitting here. I'm okay. Now you'll say that's not true. Okay, maybe. Maybe that's not true, but that would be
It's definitely not Musser, Dick.
You're making this sound very radical. The guy who's being damaged does have the option to build his own wall. He wants that I should pay for the wall. Right. Well, he was Michael that option. No one's saying he can't have privacy.
Right, why can't he say that there's a pashtus? The reason why you have the din and the mishnah, why they both have to pay for the wall, is because they have to pay to avoid doing damage. Right? Why in the first place is there a chiyuv on you to build a wall? Because you have a chiyuv, you're not out to damage someone. Therefore, you gotta build the wall and you have to pay for it. So since I have an iser, I'm not out to damage you. So what does the mechila help? I should have to pay for the wall because I'm not allowed to damage you.
Rebbe, is it possible?
That's all I have.
What?
I like the chiyuv for the svara from yesterday that all I have is a chiyuv to build a wall. Because for me to walk around my chatzar and look around is within my rights.
Okay, so that's where Rav Shmuel gets in. That's what I'm saying, Rav. That's the, I didn't say over the question. The question is that Hezek Riyah Shmuel Hezek. So if Hezek Riyah Shmuel Hezek, and that's pashtus what the Rush was doing when he was comparing it to Krak Susi. He was comparing this to a real din mazik. Now, by a real din mazik, you're not allowed to be mazik. So what does it help me that he was Michael? Let's take an example. Let's say that they were both Michael each other, right? Let's take such a scenario. So the mashmos of the rush is they're both Michael each other. Then you don't build a wall. What do you mean you don't build a wall? They're each of them are being over in Aveira of looking at the other guy, and they should both have to build a wall.
And that question's even without Krak Susi. You don't even have to bring in Krak Susi to ask this question on the rush. Well, how could you be Mochel? Forget about whether it returns or not. You can't even be Mochel. How could you be Mochel? It's an issue. Right.
Well, Krak Susi proves that point. I don't know. Without Krak Susi, I would not know. You can't be Mochel that Aveira being Mazik. I don't know. But once you have Krak Susi, and we know that I can't be meicho, there's an avera to be mazik. So even if I'm meicho, the avera continues. So the kasha is, let's say in the rush, both people were meicho. Now we should say to both, we should call them both together, say, very nice. There's no longer a chi of mominus. But Amaisa, each of you are being over every day, okay. Averis galore, when you're looking at your neighbor and causing him hezek. So how can you go ahead and do that? So the din, not as mominus, not a mominus dekat chiyav, but an isner dekat chiyav, a year is bechayev you to build a wall to stop yourself from being over Averis.
Is that correct? While the mechila is still there, I mean, originally the guy was meichelet. Yeah, while he was meichelet, I don't have to build a kaisel.
It's right, only because I'm not. There's no iser even.
Right. Once because he
cracks susi, if he's meichel, I'm allowed to rip his jacket and not so over an avera.
So it's only after he retracts the mechila.
Right. After he retracts. Okay. Yes. There's after he retracts that. And I'm just saying because Dov was tiny, because the other guy should build the wall. But say, so that if both people are meichel. So both people are meichel. So now no one has one more chiyuv than the other to build the wall. So now the mashmos or the rush is mashma that you don't build the wall. You know, if you come to Bezdin would say that you want to build the wall because don't they? But there's no obligation to build the wall. The chayra, the pashas is, it should be an obligation to build the wall, not the alchilchus chayshem mishpat, because there's no shibud mominus. But as hilchus, so to speak, yaradeya, that there's an isler daraisa that you're not allowed to cause someone hezek, and you're causing hezek to a person, so you're mechuyev to stop the hezek by building a wall. That's the gosh.
If Rebbe's
Rebbe, is it possible?
Hear,
is it Rebbe,
Rebbe's
is it possible?
Willing to hear that but, the whole thing was a darabanan?
Getting frustrated. He keeps saying,
No. I'm at a chasen. I'm no frustration. My only question is it possible the Rush is saying, and if I could borrow something that Rebbe said last week, is that it was a rule of thumb, let's say, was Hezek Rialav Shmei Hezek. It was really Hezek Rialav Shmei Hezek. Rebbe said last week that maybe by a bias is different, Gina is different, every place is different. We're just coming along to say a Chiddush that even by Chatzah, where it's Stamish, that's a whole thing on the thing. The Chatzah might be different altogether. So once somebody's Meichel that, they're really saying is that they're buying into Hezek Rialav Shmei Hezek.
But he was chayzer, so the chayzer that
right, but you can't be chayzer on the din. Once you hold
the
hezek, you're allowed to make hezek. That's not
chayzer
on the din.
I was Michael because I thought it didn't wouldn't bother me, and now I go ahead and see it does bother me.
No, but, but now Goof is saying that chutzner is not a place to say hezek reish me. You can't come back and change that. You can if Mishlam, you tell me it's a bias, and then you can say you can change it. But if a Goof is dunning up between those two mandamrim, then you can't change that Goof and get diun.
Okay, that's a big chiddush. Why can't I change it? I thought I'm a type of person that these things don't bother me, and now it's either they bother me.
So that's goof what the Rush is saying that the reason why we turn this into mominess is only because of saying a chiddush.
We have people. Okay, so you know, like Rosh Hashanah, when you write, you're safer. But let's read what Rosh
Hashanah. If Rebbe's willing to hear that it was just a din d'rabbanan,
two gevaldik is fine on this.
If Rebbe's willing to hear for the first question that it's a din d'rabbanan only, that's
gone.
Right. So that if that's the case, why does Rebbe feel that's so pashut? That just even if there is an isser of hezek reiyah that you have to put up a wall,
allowed to do isurim.
One second, we know what you have to do not to do different isurim. We know one thing.
Yes, there's a dinner of this.
The Mishnah only, that you have to spend a certain amount of money
to avoid isurim.
One second, the Mishnah's fakir. If the whole din was only because of the rabbanon in the beginning, that means it wasn't because of this.
No. We're saying, I said, it could be that the chiyuv, there's two shnei dim nifradim. There's a yoredeya dika chiyuv, you're not allowed to do an avera or be mazik somewhere. What if I'm a bum? I don't care. I don't mind. You can't force me to you can't force me to eat matzah on Pesach. I don't want to make matzah on Pesach. I want to be over eat chametz. So what? So maybe Bezdin, but not your next-door neighbor. Your next-door neighbor can't force you not to eat chametz. So your next door neighbor is over averus of looking at you. Now, if he would come to Bez and Bez say, listen, you're doing a horrible averus, you must stop. You got to build a wall. He says, listen, I don't care
about the averus. I don't know if they would say you have to build a wall.
So he says, I don't care about the averus. And then you're his neighbor can't force him. But besides, you're a day of Dikadin. There's a Chayshem Mishmah Dikadin. Now, that Chayshem Mishmah Dikadin that your neighbor has a right to force you, that might only be a Takana Drabana.
How does Rebbe know what the din in the Tzad of Yeridea would be? Maybe they would say switch off days. I don't know what they would say.
Because logically, if it's a Hezek, so then you got to stop Hezek. Why should that be a din to your desk? You stop Hezek. So either don't build a wall, or either build a wall, or don't go into your chutzner and don't look at your neighbor. But you lock yourself in your house. But how can you go ahead and go outside and look at your neighbor? So let's go further. So the Rav Shmuel says, which this was already mentioned by some people, but Rav Shmuel wants to say, he quotes this from Rav Shimon Shkop, that Zetman the Fun, that even though Hezek Riya Shmo Hezek, this type of Hezek you're allowed to do. Because, and it will be, even if you hold our Nizik Laharchik as Asmo, even if we hold our Mazik Laharchik, here we would say that it's on the Nizik, it's on the victim to be Marchik. And he says the reason is if you have that piece from Rav, he quotes on the second side. He says the time of the mill, so in the middle of paragraph of them, the lega can thiv harchokas mezikim kimo b'shar dukti. And he says, "Beer agom Rav Shimon Shkop, the kivin the shalom kol mishtamish. Since you're doing it in your own yard, ve'eno nichnas ikvul chaveru. The hezik bo me'meila. She'ein om is dakla derech shtamshes who ro me'meila." So he's already saying a big daichik that Einachinami to go and look intentionally would still be usher. That's what he sounds like he's saying. I don't see that in the rush, but okay, he's saying that. But it's only Mimeda. It's not a mazik. So he's saying a chiddush that even though the maisa, every day I go into my field and I do what I have to do, and Mimeda, I am mazik you because I am looking at you, because you know I can't help myself because your property is in my vision, and I go into my field and when I look at my stuff, I automatically see your stuff, and I see your thing, and I'm causing you hezek, but since I'm doing doing everything in my own chutzner, that there's no issue to do that. You know, dummy the shahr hakakas and zikim, even though over there also you're doing it in your own chatzer, because somehow or another, and as I put water in my chatzer, but the water spreads into your chatzer, or the vibrations of digging go into your chatzer. But here, it just, there's nothing tangible, physical going into your rishus. It's just that I'm seeing. So he says that type of mazik, there's no isserat. Okay, that's his chiddush. That's what you were saying too. No.
Yeah. Even if there's no mechila, this is even if there's no mechila.
Yes, he's saying that the mechila, there is. Rav Shmuel was saying that there was never. It's a mistake. We were under a mistake. We thought Isaac Ria means it's an isser, and therefore the mechila we had a kasha. The mechila only helps for the mamanis, not to the iser. And for Rav Shimon Shkop, there's never an iser. There's only a chiyuv mamanis, which is a din drabanan, and therefore the mechila helps for the iser drabanan, for the iser mamanis. Right? So he's saying there's a halacha lemaisa in afkamina, right? In other words, which means right. And in other words, it would come out. Let's say there was no mechila. And you didn't build the wall. What Avera were you over? It comes Yom Kippur. You have to, So according to the simple pshat, you're over that you were mazik your friend every day for the last year. You went ahead and you were doing hezek ria improperly, and he's saying no. There's no such avera called hezek ria. No avera. The only thing is that Rabbanan dekachiev, that Rabbanan obligated you to build a wall. You don't build a wall, so you didn't listen to the Rabbanan of building a wall. And it just
but Rebbe, the Rush himself. Rebbe, the Rush himself calls it a real hezek by Chaloyim, and he says compares it to Bina. He calls it a real hezek.
Okay, well, let me first to hear what he's saying, and then we'll try and say. I know that there's a very nice sefer which I happen to like sometimes called Bnei Yudim, which is very, very disagrees with this Rav Shmuel, but he tries to bring many rayas, you know, from the Neibayfer and from other people. And he also brought the Rai from Chalal, and he also brought that discussion. But okay, but you know, really have to appreciate what Rav Shmuel is saying. Rav Shmuel is saying, you know, that's why, because it should be easy to discuss it, that there's really no Aveira of Hezek Riyah. That's what he's saying. There's no Hezek Riyah is not an Aveira, even though it's Hezek. But this Hezek you're allowed to do.
So it's only a Chashim Mishpatika then?
It's only a Takana de Rabbanah. That Rabbanah were misakein that for the sake of shalom in the world. Now it's totally on whether hezek riyah. Now if it's not a pra hezek the machlokes hezek riyah shmor hezek lashma hezek is this a thing that Rabbanah were concerned about that they made a takana and are Rabbanah nervous about?
Takana is really a chashim mishpatim.
Yes, a takana is not a yoredeya, not an avera. The hezek riyah shmor hezek means Rabbanah were concerned with this form of, they felt this is a terrible thing and the people can't live like this. And therefore the Rabbanan made a hakana for the sake of humanity. And they made a chesha mishma dikah to you. And if you're Michael, you're Michael. And the Madamar has a grafri, has a Rabbanan word concerned. But the, I'm saying this is very radical.
So the structure of Shmuel is basically, we were concerned, even if you do Michael, you still have an Isser. Terah says, there is no Isser.
Right. Because he quotes Rav Shimon, who says a Svara, that if I'm doing it in my own private property, so, you know, I'm Mazik you, but so what? Who says, like, there's no Isser being Mazik you when I'm in my own private property? Right? That's what he sounds like he's saying. The time of the Milsa, because I'm in Shalom Mishamish.
As opposed to Kruk Susi, there's
the Hezek Bo Memela. The Hezek Bo Memela. Whereas if I, you know, you need that too, also, he's saying. But Kruk Susi, I'm doing it to your object. I'm ripping
so that's physical damage.
So that's a real Isser. That's a real Aveira. But here, where I'm doing it in my own pride, I'm doing it, I'm acting. The Torah never, in other words, the Torah answered you're not allowed to damage someone. So the Torah only answered damaging when you go into the other person's rishus, when you damage him. But when you're sitting in your own private rishus, doing what your own, minding your own business, so to speak, and the hezek on the maven, you're not trying to be mazik him. You're only so then he's saying the Torah never asked to be mazik.
So it sounds like he's describing something similar to a shutzvis, meaning if there was a shutzvis, I'm going to go in my property. I'm also going to be going on your property. There's no hezek ria in that case.
No shutzvis. We're talking about shutzim shechoko. There are no shutzvis. No,
I understand, but the same concept as if in a shutzvis where I'm standing in your property, I'm simultaneously standing in my own property. So I'm allowed to be there because it's in my property. I'm saying that type of mechanism he's describing sounds like it's still going on here.
Okay, but I'm not okay. So there's
I'm standing in my property. Alamai, I'm looking at your property, but I'm standing in my property, so I'm allowed to. So there's no problem.
Okay, so that's his question. Now let's think. Well, what is Shmuel? Why do you say that this is Shver?
I said Shver because before Begina, by Chaloyim, he called it a hezek real. Then he says a real avera to look out for when that's a real hezek.
Let me see. He said the the osir lo is stako, the maisa chavero.
So he said, also known as Stako b'maisa chavero. So I should be. So the truth is, even here, the Shmuel says it's only mutter if it's memeda. But
it's also memeda
is stako, and a derech is shtamshus. In other words, the Shmuel would say, I think this is what's radical. The Shmuel would say that even though the Rush says in your Yemoichel, you don't have to build a wall, but you wouldn't be allowed to be in Estako. I'm not allowed to look at the other guy's Rishus. I'm only allowed to be look at my own thing. And if I'm made, I see you, we know there's a difference between Estako and Ria. Estako means you're looking. You have been looking for the intent of looking.
Why is he forced to make that chiluk?
What?
Why is he forced in Cheshbon to make the chiluk or in Svara? The chiluk between
his forced in Cheshbon because of Shmuel's kasha. The Rush says beferish, the whole chiddush of Rav Shimon Shkap is that when you're in your own property doing your own thing, there's no iser. So how come? So Shmuel was asking. So why does the Rush say by Chalom? The Rush, this very Rush says by Chalom, I'm in my own house. I look out the window, and he says beferish that it's usher to stacko. So you see that there's an isser, even though you're in your own property, and it's not like you're shooting water or hezek. You're not sending anything into the other guy's property. You're not sending any missiles. The water is not going. The vibration is not going. You're just acting in your own private house. And yet the Rush says clearly that if you have a window facing the other guy's yard, also known as Taco, but Maisa Chavero. So we see that there's an Isser. So if there's an Isser by Chalom, so there should be an Isser by Chatser too. What's the difference? Two Chatser, it's the same thing. So the Shmuel has to say, it gets, you know, it just gets more and more, you know, like, I don't want to say fluky, but, you know, that the Torah, you know, the question, what did the Torah answer? So the Torah, if you're intentionally looking, you know, that's answer. But if you're not intentionally looking, you're just memeda looking because you're doing something else and you're in the privacy of your own home, that the Torah didn't answer, even though you're being mazik the other person. You know, like it becomes a very fluky gather.
Is Rebbe going to discuss the Ramah?
What?
Is Rebbe going to discuss that Ramah that you mentioned in the Sefer?
I would like to give it to the guys to look at before we discuss it. That's the Ramah does not seem to say this. Yeah, but I think it's not fair to discuss it because we didn't see it yet. In other words, the thing to do would be to check the Shulchan Aruch. What comes out according to the, you know, the Rishmuo is being mechanish a really a chiddush lahalacha, that there's that a chumrah and a kula. He's mechanish a chumrah that in this case after the mechila, you would still not be allowed to look. He says it beferish, right? Because it can't be, as hechruch is, because it should be no worse than chalom. So he says, Meltzer is already, he's ahead of the game. So he looked that there seems to be a Ramah in the Shulchan Aruch that does seem to discuss this case. And he says that once you're Michael, you're allowed to look. So okay, that would be Shver and Rav Shander and Shmuel. Yes, we'll have to see if Ramah really says that. But it's assuming that Ramah says that, then it would be Shver and Rav Shmuel, because the other pshat is that somehow or another the mechila makes a difference. So then it would be good. The etzem there's an iser to look. But somehow or another, the Mechila takes off the Yisr. So that's why you're allowed to look. While by Chalon, there is no Mechila. But Rav Shmuel's assumption is that the mechira is worthless when it comes to the yisur. Mechira only takes off the mamonis. Mechira can't go ahead and take off the yisur. So that so Tarek says there must be, there is no yisur. Aye, the Rasha, there's an yisur to look. So you have to say that here also there's an yisur to look. Right? That's Rav Shmuel is forced into saying that. So Rav Shmuel has to come out with a chiddush, a chumrah. He comes out with a kula and a chumrah. He's a kula in all hezek ria, that a person who's over on hezek ria, it does not have to do tshuva on an aveira that I was mazik my friend. There's no such aveira. You're the only aveira you did it. You didn't listen to the rabbis who told you to build the mechitza, but you didn't do an aveira of hezek ria. Hezek ria is not an aveira.
He says because it's not
a hezek. Because it's not a hezek. Right. Even though the Gemara calls it hezek, you know, it's a little daichik, no? Because Parship Shat is an Israel to be mazik your friend. So he's saying that hezek is not a real hezek. And because you're doing it in your own private, in your own rishos, and there's no Israel. So I think Rav Shmuel is mechadesh two radical halachas. In order to answer the rush, one is that there's no iser to hezek ria. It's only a chiyav mamonis that there's a chiyav to build a kaitel. But let's say for example, you know, this is what also the Shulchan Aruch talks about. What if practically speaking you can't build the kaitel, right? You're in a situation. The Shulchan Aruch case is you can't afford a kaiso, or there's a shortage on because of COVID, so you can't get a worker to build a kaiso. You can't get the supply chain, right? There's no bricks, there's no whatever it is. You're in your Ukraine. They're bombing. There's no, you can't build a kaiso. The Russians are gonna The Russians blew it up. And you can't build another one. It's a little dangerous. So according to the Rav Shmuel, the Chaira, if you can't build the Kaisel, then that's it. Then there's nothing. Then there's no, and as his finish is, there's no Isser in Hezek Ria. It's only a Chiyav Mamonis to build the Kaisel. If you can't build the Kaisel, because practically speaking, for whatever reason, you can't build the Kaisel, then you're at Sadek Gomer, and everything's mutter. I'm not sure. You have to look in the Shulchan Aruch.
Rebbe said you're still not allowed to look.
You're not allowed to look, but you're allowed to go ahead, and you're not allowed to, for the purpose of looking, but you're allowed to go into your field and do everything you want, even though you're going to see. Re'iyah is mutter. Now, I'm going to go into my field, and I'm going to go ahead and read a book and play volleyball,
practically
do everything.
Practically speaking,
I'm going to see everything really on the other guy's
field. You really shouldn't be able to do it because
That's mutter. He says that's
so
mutter.
Going in a play, you're going to be mishakel eventually. You're going to be mishakel.
Chaloin is usher, but
only
mishakel.
Shmuel is mechanic between, just like by Noshim. In other words, we have this chiddush by Nashim, and he's applying it to Hezek Ria. There's a difference by Nashim, it's in the Mishnah Berurah, and that's the other, and even Mishnah Berurah is not so poshut, but if we didn't have this hetter, we would go crazy. It's not so poshut in Mishnah Berurah, the hetter exists. But we go to the store. Now, I don't know about in New York, in Florida, the women, people go to the store, like from the store on the beach. They're going, they're not dressed exactly sneistically. So how are you allowed to go? You're going to see the woman in front of you, the cashier, the store is packed with people. They're not dressed properly. So the answer that we rely on, the heter, Mr. Brewer it's not so pushy that maybe too to shyness. I don't know. But the heter that the world relies on is that only that's also is his stockless. But not re'iyah. Histakas means you're looking for the purpose of looking. You're staring. You're looking. You want to see. Re'iyah means you see because you see. Because in front of you. The example I always give to the guys here is if, I think I said this already, if you're driving a car and there's a slow car in front of you, and obviously you don't, it's a one lane street, so you have to go slow, and you're, I don't want to say cursing out the guy in front of you. Doesn't he know how to drive? Why is he going 10 miles an hour? You know, and he stops. Every time he stops, you stop. Every time. And finally, after 10 minutes of following this idiot, so to speak, he turns off, and you say, Baruch Hashem. And I ask you, what color car was it? He says, how am I supposed to know? I wasn't paying attention. I mean, you were watching him for 10 minutes. You didn't bang into him once. Every time he stopped, you stopped. So that means you saw him, you were watching, you were paying careful attention. If I was paying attention to him, but I wasn't looking at him. I didn't care what he looked like. So that's re'ia without his stockless, right? And that's very common. You walk down the street and there's a rock on the street, you walk around it, you won't even know you walked around it because it's so unimportant that you saw it, but you didn't pay attention to it. So re'ia without his stockless, the heter that the world relies on, whether it's really true or not, you have to look in the Mishnah Berurah, is because if a Shemurah brings a day that by Makamos HaMechusim, that doesn't help. But the answer that the world relies on is that Re'iyah without a stockless is mutter. So that's the same thing that he's saying. He's saying, if you're in your field and you're doing whatever you're doing, Memeda, you see your next door neighbor and he's terribly embarrassed, but I didn't told to look at him. Even if it's, you know, I'm not looking at him. I'm looking at something else, and then maybe I see him. So that's not, I'm not doing his stockless for him. I might be doing his stockless for something else. I'm looking at the bird. I'm a bird watcher, and there's a bird flying around. So I'm looking at the bird. I mean, I have my binoculars. I'm his stockless on the birds, and then maybe I see him. So says Rav Shmuel, that's mutter. There's no itzer. There's no avera of re'iyah of your friend. Aye, the Rosh said beferish that by the chalon it's aser. So he had it. That was because you were looking for the purpose of looking. But if looking for the purpose of looking is aser. So it comes out.
I think according to this thing that you're saying, I think it came out, the Rashiva held maybe that people could go to, let's say, Los Angeles for a seed program during the summer. But if just someone lived in Los Angeles and there was time going back or being Azmanim, it's not so pushy that they were able to go back. Because if they could go someplace else and do something else, they don't have to be there. So like,
I don't know. I don't
really something
know.
Along I'm those not, lines.
I'm not familiar, but it might be the problem is because we don't trust people, especially young boys, but even not such young boys. Yeah, we're all young boys. Since the person has a Yetzirah, we don't trust you that you won't come to do his stockless, because it's a taiva. So I think that's the problem. That in theory, Ria without his stockless is mutter, but the question is,
only if it's lekad derech acher, and the Gemara says only if it's lekad derech acher.
Right, because we're
that gets
nervous,
very sticky. Exactly,
we're nervous that you come to do it.
I'm saying besides that, there's another problem. Even if you won't come, what exactly constitutes that it's like a derech acher?
Right, like, because you're not supposed to put yourself in a makom nisayon. You're not supposed to put yourself in a...
How much of a hechra does it have to be?
If you do a stockless, it's usher, and we don't trust you that you're not going to do a stockless, and you shouldn't trust yourself that you're not going to do a stockless, and therefore you shouldn't put yourself in a muck on the sayin that you might come to do a stockless. Okay, anyway, but that's not for...
What's the chumrah of Rav Shmuel? What's the chumrah of Rav Shmuel?
Rav Shmuel has a chumrah, so that the Maisa, after when the Rosh says that Mechila helps, you still would not be allowed to be Mistako and your friends and your neighbors Meshus. And that was in this case. In other words, the Kula is that if you're in a situation where you can't build a wall, then there's nothing wrong with looking by Re'iya, not Istakbis. There's nothing wrong with Re'iya in your friend's fields, because there's no Israel and Re'iyah on your friend's field. And then the only field is to build a wall. And if for whatever reason you're an Einus and you can't build a wall, so then there's no, you don't have to go out of your way not to see.
Right.
Because I'm causing him hezek, I'm causing him damage, and he's so embarrassed, and he calls me up, and he says, do you know I can't take my sundance anymore because you come out every day and you're bird watching? It's too bad.
It would come out that if they could prove that this guy's mistakel on a regular
day, then stop. But
then then you would be mechuyev to build a wall.
Yeah, no, you're mechuyev to build a wall even without.
I'm saying either. Is that true?
I don't know. I don't know. I have just been mechuyev not to with mistakel. So there are two halachic nafkaminas in Rav Shmuel, which could theoretically be easily. Theoretically, they should be easily to be looked up. One nafkamina is a kula that calls in a regular case, non nechila, when we say hezek riyashmo hezek, if for whatever reason, if you're in a situation where you can't build a wall, there's no obligation to try and minimize riyah because riyah is mutter. As long as you don't do a stockless. So even though Mamed, I see you, that's mutter. And there's no if and Ria. There's only Chiyam building a wall. I can't build a wall because there's no one's building walls today. There's a strike of wall builders. So then,
the Chumra
would be that in the case of Mechila, where the Rush says you don't have to build a wall. You wouldn't have. You're not allowed to do a stockless. So, at least in the, I'm pretty sure. But this is what Rabbi Meltzer was saying, that in the Sefer Biur VeYunim, he tries to bring Bekiyas that both of those halachas are not true. That's what I believe. Now you can always argue with him. We'll have to look at him maybe. But that's what he tried to bring Bekiyas, that they're both not true. That one is that. Hezek Ria, even if you can't build a wall, there's an Isser of Hezek Ria. Hezek Ria is the Yoredeya Tika Isser, like its namesake, Hezek Ria. And there's an Isser, and if you can't build a wall, you're still not supposed to do Hezek. And that would be not like Rav Shmuel. And two, that if you were Michael, then you're allowed to do whatever. Then you're allowed to do whatever you want because that's why
the Brisker's like learning Kudshim, right?
Why?
Because there's no halakha nakamina, so you can't prove or disprove the theory.
I saw the guy. I mean, when Yeshiva used to say a pilpusher, you obviously can never slug up a pilpusher. You can never slug up a pilpusher even no matter what, because Yeshiva was obviously he said his pilpusher. I mean, he's ready on the third, But the only way we used to ever have a chance to shlug up a publisher, we used to have a good cash on it, is it would come up that according to what you're saying, then it would come out some new halacha. And then we would try and look it up in the Shulchan Aruch. And because you're saying it this far, and according to this far, it should come out, then this and this should be true. And then that used to be like the only question that used to ever work on the Pope Yisrael. That's what I recall.
Right. Is that part of the Messiah in Chavetz Chaim is to try to find a halachah yitzur? Or was that just a natural defense mechanism the guys tried to?
I'm saying that was the only way that we were able to that I remember. You could ask Rashid what he said, but to ask a kasha, the goal was to try and shlug up the share, right? That was the name of the game. So the only question that was ever had a chance of slugging up the share would be that according to what the svara that you're saying, though therefore the halacha would come out, that when as you're saying this halacha is a result of this svara, therefore in case XYZ where that svara doesn't apply, then the halacha would change. So how come the Shulchan Aruch is saying and says halacha across the board, but according to you, in this case, you have a different halacha. And once in a while, Rashi would say, you're right, different halacha. It's a crazy case, and Shemar doesn't do it, crazy cases, okay. But that is a very valid way of testing, right? They say, I heard from a very big Gadon Eretz Yisrael, from the Shem the Chazon Ish, Rav Shulman, Rav Nosson Shulman. That's there was Rashiva in Sabaka. And the Mordechai Shulman.
I remember Shulman. He was very right. He comes to California to George Lentz.
Yeah, he comes to California. Yes, it's with George Lentz. So he said that the Chazon said that the best sefer in understanding Gemara is the Shulchan Aruch. Because of this thing, that because you have to keep on figuring out cases. Well, what in this case? What that? So that gives you an understanding of the Gemara. You know, I don't think the world that have accepted that, but that was he said the Chazon.
Well, the world does it with the Rambams, not with Shulchan Aruch. They use the Rambams for that.
That's different. But he said that he felt that the best sefer for understanding the Shulchan Gemara is the Shulchan Aruch, and he recommends you should learn Torah. Every slug you should learn Torah based Yosef. That's what he said. That was it from the Chazon Ish. But anyway, so that's it. So what are we? We're getting late. So we'll just try and summarize. So basically, the Shaila is like this. The Shaila is, this is Rav Shmuel's Taretz. Rav Elchanan has a different Taretz, but okay, maybe if you want, you can look yourself. I don't know if I want to do Rav Elchanan's Taretz. It's a little bit of a...
Is the Rav Elchanan here in Baba Basra?
Rav Elchanan's right here. He has the exact same Kasha. That it doesn't make sense. Why isn't there an Isser Masik? And he says some answer, a different answer, not like Rav Shmuel. He says it because it's that Mechila, he says something that Mechila works, not that I'm Moichel, but it's as if you did it. Because Mechila is Kikido is Kabalti. I don't know, that's like a very radical that when I'm Moichel, it's not Pshat that I'm removing the Chiyuv. I'm saying it's as if you paved. So there's no problem because you built the wall. I'm saying that I'm viewing it, you built the wall. So, okay, I don't know exactly. I mean, so if you Gabalti, so then I don't even remember how that. So therefore, once the wall is built. I don't remember.
Maybe the Kovet Shurim on Bava Basra was written by Talmidim, not by Rav Elchanan, right?
No, it's a regular Kovet Shurim Chedek Aleph. The regular Kobe Shurim Chedek Aleph is all Kobe Shurim is written by Talmidim, just for the record. Right. But
the Kobe Aris was written by the Ruchan themselves.
Right. But this is a regular Kobe, but what Rav Shia told me, he was in Branovich by Rav Elchanan. He said Rav Elchanan used to say a daily shir, and after shir, they would give out, someone would write up, was an official from the yeshiva, the daily shir. They would give it to Rav Elchanan to read over, and Rav Elchanan would make his corrections, and then they would print it out on a stencil. You know, the old, I don't know if you remember, the old stencil machine, and they would give it out to the, I don't know if the guys would know.
Early Grizz, the Grizz used to come out of that stencil, so the Friskers.
The stencil machine is like on the old checks. I know people don't know that. There were carbon paper on the back, and if the carbon paper would make a copies. You can make copies with the carbon paper. Anyway, so they used to give out copies of the notes. And that became the Kobe Shurim. So it wasn't written by Rav Elchanan, but it was approved by Rav Elchanan. Apparently he probably read it every day and gave his approval. That's the Kobe Shurim. Okay, anyway, so let's speak again. So we just say, because let's think of a structure for 1 minute, a structure, if we would say not like Rav Shmuel. So Rav Shmuel's structure is that there's no such thing as Hezekria. As an Isser, a Yeridea Dikadim. And therefore it comes out, it's only a Mumminus Dikadim, which we think is an radical. That means that Halacha Namaisa, if you can't build a wall, then you're Putter. Then it's Mutter. Everything's Mutter. Well, I have to check. I mean, being that I'll try and send you a Mar Malkum if that's true. So the other structure, which doesn't make any sense, would be that really that's a Yeridea Dikadim, but somehow or another, the mechira and the mamim affects the iser, right? That would be the structure that would be, you know, I don't know if there's any other structure you can say if you wanted to argue, if you wanted to say that not like Rav Shmuel, that there is an iser, it is an iser dikadin. If there's a building strike and you can't build a wall, you're still not allowed to look at your friend because it's an iser. So what takes off the iser in the rush? So you have to say the mechila of the mammon brings about that the iser goes off.
The future. So the old mammon could take off the future iser?
Yes. Now that makes logically no sense, but that's the structure. So, okay. So let's wait. We'll have to try and
see how that's like, how's that go up with the tearing my ksus? Was that doesn't that smack against that?
No, tearing the ksus, you didn't take off any mamonis. Here, you took off the mamonis, and by taking off the mamonis, there is no mamonis by tearing the
ksus. Can I retract?
You can retract, and the isser comes back, but he's saying, but somehow or another, the isser is contingent on the mamon. So when the mamon is goes off, then the maid of the isser goes off too.
So there's no realm where it's usser, but not you can't collect.
There's no, in other words, if there's a strike that you can't get a builder, there's a mamon is taking a chiyuv, you can't do it because
so looking out the window is perfectly fine. Is
still there.
Looking out the window is perfectly fine.
Looking out the window, in which case? And there's two cases.
There's no mechila over there.
What?
No mechila over there.
If there's no mechila, then you can't look out the window. And if there is mechila, you could look out the window, according to this structure. In other words, we'll have to go over that. In other words, if we could figure out some way, but Shmuel says he can't figure out a way. You know, that why should the Isser, why should a Yaradeya Dika Isser be contingent on the moment? Mimedi says there is no Yaradeya Dika Isser. Something like that we have to check in the Shulchan Aruch. Is that really true? There's no Yaradeya Dika Isser. So I know the beauty quotes in Or Zeruah that says pretty befair that there's a Yaradeya Dika Isser. And, you know, the Shulchan Aruch is mastering that way, but there was an Or Zeruah that said befairish. So, okay, anyway, but that's what we have to check out. Is there, and if there is a Yaradeya Dika Isser, so how does the removal of the mamon remove the Isser? Okay, that's where we have to think about. Okay.
Thank you, Rabbi. Thank you.
Okay. Right there.